Welcome to Coffee Time with Brenda and Mary.
Hey, that's my line.
Hey, Mary, let's just go with the flow. Let's just wing it.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brenda, an experienced energy healer with a science degree and a corporate background. I was born with a natural gift to release people from dark and negative energies so that they can heal and feel their best. My story started a long time ago.
Yeah, and I'm Mary, her friend, kind of new to all of this. I've heard too many remarkable stories that I can't ignore anymore. My background is in healthcare, so as you can imagine, I'm curious and a bit skeptical about energy work, but I'm 100% in if it helps people feel better.
Oh, I love Mary's reactions to my stories.
Yeah.
We are authentic, informative, and lots of fun. And sometimes, Mary, we are pretty serious.
Well, we're dealing with people's serious stuff, so yeah, it can be serious, but our conversations are fun, and the healing stories are awesome. And we will do a lot of learning. At least I will, and hopefully our listeners will.
Our goal is to support you physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually.
So make your life so brilliant. Join us to explore this fascinating world of energy healing.
Sending you lots of love and light.
Let's begin.
Hey everyone, it's Brenda.
And Mary.
And you're joining us on Coffee Time with Brenda and Friends.
Welcome. What are we talking about today?
Well, you know, we usually discuss what we should do. We throw out a bunch of different things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, beam therapy is so near and dear to my heart.
Actually, last time we talked about Reiki, and I feel like Reiki is something the world knows a lot about. But beam therapy is really new. When you first asked me to come in and do a beam therapy session, I actually thought there was going to be beams of light all over the room.
Well, you know, when I first started introducing beam therapy to the world, I really wanted people to try it. So with the welcome session, mm-hmm. I would get brand new people trying Reiki because they kind of knew what that was about, mm-hmm. and beam therapy. Beam therapy is so simple yet so powerful. It actually saved my life.
Wow.
I owe a lot to Dr. Beatty. And beam therapy means, it's an acronym, mm-hmm. for Bioenergetic Emotional Access Method. Now, when I first started getting beam therapy, I wasn't into energy work really.
Yeah.
Actually, this was the first thing. I went hardcore right to beam therapy.
Can you hold on a second? Because you mentioned it came from a doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Is that
like
a medical doctor or what kind of doctor?
Yeah. So Dr. Joan Beatty is a medical doctor. Now, how did she come up with a energetic method, you know?
Yeah.
How did she get into the quantum field kind of stuff? Well, she was in her 20s working as a medical doctor in Africa. She was called a fly-in doctor. Mm-hmm. So they would be working villages. Mm-hmm. In the African quiet night sky, she would hear voices. And she's like, I'm a medical doctor. I don't hear voices. So she thought it was very odd and ignored them. Then she went to go swim with whales. An animal communicator told her she would develop a process that would help thousands of people. One of them was me. Thankfully, when she went back to Africa and she heard the voices, she wrote down the process. She practiced it and realized how powerful it was.
That's a bit of a crazy story, Brenda.
Yeah. Well, you know, I come across a lot of crazy stories. But if you're interested to learn the background or really the specifics of how it works, I've been interviewed on it. And I'm going to send some interview links. And you can really take a deep dive into beam therapy.
That's a good idea. Like if people want to understand it more. But for now, maybe we can talk about what kind of an impact it's had on maybe some of your clients. Is there a story that you can share that makes us understand sort of how this thing works?
Okay, so just very quickly, high level. Mm-hmm. When we're dealing with beam therapy, we are going into the subconscious mind where we hold traumas, belief systems, just everyday experiences that define what we're doing, who we are, not truly who we are. So we have our authentic self, mm-hmm. but our subconscious mind has a lot of stuff going in that, for instance, I know I'm jumping here, but let's say you have a goal. Mm-hmm. This is what my frustration was. I have a goal. I'm a good person. I want to get there. But life would take me on these like different routes, zigzagging off my path. Mm-hmm. And I want to understand, what is it in me that causes that? It's my subconscious mind. Hmm. There's a lot of belief systems there. There's a lot of hurts there that tell me something differently.
So these could be things that have happened in our life that we don't even know that, or maybe we don't even remember.
Exactly. Mm. So when we were presenting beam therapy to someone, we have this layer coming up for release, but that layer is going very specifically to the subconscious to release those energy patterns or thoughts that are no longer serving you.
That's kind of really exciting because you can go to therapy for I don't know how many years and you're kind of working in your conscious brain. Even some of the coaching I do, you know, we're talking about strategies and trying different things. That's all in your conscious brain. But if your subconscious brain is holding you back, then that's really not something I can do about anything by myself. Is that right?
Exactly. Actually, I had somebody do one beam therapy with me, and she said she had so many changes in her perception and life that it amounted to about eight, did more benefit to her with one beam therapy than 80 sessions of psychotherapy. Now, I'm not against talk therapy, but that came from a client who has done that and came out with beam therapy with a totally different look. Now, when we heal, we heal in layers, and we're all unique. The reason I don't put these fantastic stories, and I have many, of what clients having 180 shifts, is because then someone like me, who has a lot to let go, might get really defeated or, you know, upset. Like, why does someone get to have this 180 switch?
Yeah.
And then I have to go through so many sessions, right? So let me give you an example. I have two brewing up, and now I feel like talking about the donut one. This one's
Well, we're
kind
almost
of,
out of time, so pick the short one.
All right, the donut one's the short one.
Okay.
So this one's kind of neat. This lady comes, and she's coming for beam therapy. She's releasing a lot, doing really well. But during a session, she has this memory that comes up for release. And she's about 2-3 years old, and she can smell donuts. She can see this big pink donut in front of her, and she's crying because she can't find her parents. Very terrified. Now, that trauma stayed with her, and it was releasing during a beam therapy. Well, she goes, that's really weird. I forgot about that. Like, I kind of remember, but I totally forgot about that. Well, a week later, he reports back, Brenda, I ate my first donut, and I loved it. I used to be sick of the smell of donuts. It would make me sick to my stomach, because in her subconscious mind, the smell of the donut reminded her of a trauma that was stuck in her energetic field. Mm-hmm. When it was released, all of a sudden, she's eating a donut at age 40 and loving
it. Wow. That's a powerful story.
Yeah, and to me, that's a very simple healing.
Yes.
Obviously, there's lots of bigger ones which we can get into. Maybe in our healing stories as we do these, I can bring in examples of really profound changes for people. What was your experience with beam therapy?
I've had 4 or 5 sessions, and I would say, like, if I looked at my life now versus when I first came to you, I am better. Things are going more my way. Things aren't as cloudy. I don't feel like I'm digging myself out of a hole every day. So, but I wouldn't say I had that kind of a profound, after, and I didn't feel anything during the session. Like, I didn't feel any tingling or anything weird happening. There was definitely no beams around the room. But definitely something is a lot clearer today.
So thank
you for that.
You're definitely, like, when I meet people for the first time, they look so heavy. After the next time I see them, I say, how are you feeling? Well, I don't know. I feel different, but I can't explain it. Meanwhile, energetically, they already look so much lighter. So we're releasing a layer, bringing in light, we're changing. But it's such subtle changes with beam therapy that it's not a one-time miracle. Although for some clients it is, but for most people it is peeling a layer, changing, peeling a layer, changing. But if you look back over time, like, wow, I'm thinking differently, I'm more at peace, my life is changing, things are more positive, that was more my journey with beam therapy.
And I guess you just have to come into it open-minded, and maybe I didn't need to understand all the science, and I didn't have to understand the story of where it came from, and that even a medical doctor invented this thing. I just was ready to try something new. So I went into it with an open mind, but still I'm skeptical about these kind of things and how they work, but you know what? If it's helping, I'm going to give it a go.
Yeah, so just come in with an open eye. There's nothing you really need to do. And it is for everyone, including children, completely safe, because it is working with your higher self. A lot of kids have shifted to really beautiful states. I get a lot of things from clients, who the parents that were so worried about their children.
So more information. Where can we get more information?
So then? I am going to send you a link to the website, which explains beam therapy. Also brings you to Dr. B's website if you're interested. And I believe there's 1 or 2 interviews out there about beam therapy. I'm going to send those. And if you want to click on them, learn more, mm-hmm. or if you just want to dive in and have a session, book one.
And it's can you remind us, is it one-on-one or can this be done over a video?
It can be done. So it's one-on-one. I only can work with one client at a time. Mm-hmm. But it can be done in person, mm-hmm. but it also can be done on video by distance.
Okay.
But there is interaction. So we do need the videos open so I can show you what you need to do.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Good information.
All right. Thanks, everyone. That one was, I love Beam Therapy. I can talk about it forever.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we somewhat condensed it because I could have talked for an hour.
That's awesome. Let's see if I can go get myself one before I have to go home.
All right. Perfect. Thanks, everyone.
Take care.
And thank you for joining us.
If you have any questions or comments, visit us at sobrilliant.ca.
Sending you lots of love and light. Until next time.